our generation was we were phasing out anybody really cared about the truth to some extent, and that was I think it's even worse these days as we approach end times.
Amen.
And so I'm going to introduce you in just a second here, Stefan, who is one of a handful. We think of Travis also. Thank the Lord for Travis, for these young men that care about this word. But Stefan is a software engineer, and I want to emphasize the word engineer because there's several engineers in the room, and we appreciate that. he's from Canada, and he's got some stuff to tell us that you may have never heard before, and I heard a little bit about it last night, and it was like, hey, this is awesome. So I thank the Lord that He continues to open our eyes and understanding to this unfathomable book. It is so full of stuff that we will never scratch the surface, I believe. So I'm going to let him, I'm going to give him 10 or 15 minutes or whatever amount of time it takes to share this with us. So let's welcome Stefan from
I was worried there for a minute that Forrest was going to introduce me, and then.
Forrest didn't think of anything funny to say about
me. No, but see, what I was thinking was, we're, you know, I'm a Canadian. We don't need any introduction. We just show up. Now you're going to have some ammo for right here. No. Anyway. Well, what I have is just short. It's just a few minutes, and it kind of comes out of a little bit of study, a little side project I've had, which is looking through the names and titles of Christ in Scripture. So another interesting tidbit about it is what Mike was doing was really cool. We were looking at some Greek words. As part of this, we're just going to read three Scriptures, and we're going to actually look at just a couple of letters. So it's like we're zooming in even tighter now. But it is pretty cool. At least I thought it was cool. So we'll read some Scriptures together, and I'm going to actually draw out a verse on here and then explain something. So, now this is kind of embarrassing. Does anyone have a Bible? I came to a Bible conference without a Bible. Yeah, I think it's at Barney's house, and I've been using my laptop, so I'll just borrow this quickly. Thank you. So the first one is Revelation 22:13. We'll start there. And we get six titles in this one verse. Yeah. 22:13. Yeah, that's page 19:14 of the Canyon Bible. I guess I gotta, on this webcam, I gotta be a little further away. Yeah. And I'll read that. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So we have kind of six titles here, really in pairs. And you can see there is some relationship between them. But really the two that I'm going to focus on is Alpha and Omega. And we'll read the three verses and then I'll explain. So Genesis 1:1, now right to the other end of Scripture, the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And I guess while keeping that in mind, we'll go to John 1:1-3, and see what that says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So there's actually, there you can see the, already just by reading it, I think you can see there is some correspondence between, you know, in the beginning and what's going on in John, with what's going on in Genesis. But there's actually a pretty neat tie-in with the Alpha and Omega in Revelation. And I'm going to kind of start drawing it out on the board. In the Greek, we have these two letters here. Are we still good with the camera if
no,
I start?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm just going to...
Yeah, actually...
Oh, actually, is there... I might need something to wipe. Actually, it's just a small board.
Yeah, let's see.
I'll see if I can do it without. So there's Alpha and Omega. If we put those two together, those are the, like, the Greek letters.
It's going to be able to see it. Unless you really make it bold.
Okay, like maybe I'll make this really big and then I'll kind of erase it several times if I can. So you can look at that and you can say, well, it's just two letters. What do you make of that? It's not even a word. And in a sense it isn't, but taken together it is one of his titles, one of Christ's titles. It turns out, though, that if you... I didn't dig this up. Some Hebrew scholars knew about this and I happened to bump into it doing a Google search. But if you kind of take the equivalent of this in Hebrew, which is the first letter and the last letter, Aleph and Tav, and I'm going to attempt to draw these out, but it's actually kind of tricky, so you'll have to bear with me. Well, these letters are pretty easy, but some of them can be pretty tricky. It's kind of like an N and almost like what might look like an X. I think that'll be close enough anyway for what we're doing. So Hebrew reads right to left. So this would sort of correspond to Alpha, its first letter. This would be Omega, the last letter of the alphabet. And it turns out that when you take these two together in Hebrew, you actually do get a word that is used in the scripture, in the Old Testament. And it's actually, the most interesting thing about it is it's not translated anywhere because there's really no... There's no easy English equivalent because there's a technical name for it, direct object indicator, and it sits in a sentence. And you know, if you think about grammar, subject, direct object, verb, and all that stuff, it kind of glues that together, and it points to it stands between roughly the subject and the direct object in the sentence. So when we actually go to Genesis 1:1, I'm going to erase and redraw here. In the Hebrew, if you're looking at it, kind of getting you guys all involved. What you get, I'm going to try to put the words, you know, roughly in the order that they would be. And if you have an interlinear or blue letter Bible, go look it up after because you will be able to see this for yourself. So you get in beginning, roughly. Created, the verb comes first. God or Elohim. Then you get this Aleph Tav. And then heavens and earth. And what I'm going to kind of draw out here is like a correspondence between Alpha and Omega. So if you're reading that in the Hebrew, again, the word order is a little shifted around, but you get Alpha and Omega right next to Elohim, Aleph Tav, and right between God and heavens and earth. In the beginning created Elohim, Alpha, Omega, the heavens and the earth. And I just thought that was pretty cool because when you tie that in with John 1, maybe another thing we could put in here, like being the first letter and the last letter, you know, what's that? That's the alphabet. That's the word. You've got, the word was in the beginning with God, was God, and by him all these things were created. And maybe even one more picture, I'm just thinking of sentence order here, right? That, you know, we know about the word made flesh, we know about the mediator, the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Just where a laptop would sit in any sentence by its definition, well, what's a mediator? One that stands between. It stands between subject and object in every sentence that it's used in. And this is the first sentence it's used in the Hebrew. So that's really all I had, but I just thought something that, you know, you look at Alpha and Omega and you're kind of like, you know, what is that? Well, even something like that can teach you quite a bit when you drill into it in the scripture. And I'm just thinking all of his names and titles are significant and they're worth looking at. So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Maybe that's dessert. Well, I don't want to compete with the cake. Thanks.